This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, September 24th. God's word to you today is abundant supply. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 25, verse 29, and it says, "To those who use well what they are given, even more will be given, and they will have in abundance." Amen. When people ask, "Who do you think you are?" do not dwell on it. What matters most is who you think your God is. When you set goals, you need to let the size of your God determine the size of your goal. Do not let your resources determine the size of your goal. Do not let your education determine the size of your goal. Do not let your connections determine the size of your goal. Do not let what your parents said or what your siblings said determine the size of your goal. Let your God and God alone determine the size of your goal. As the day breaks, as the opportunities begin to abound in your life, you need to remember these things. The first thing is, you must say no to good opportunities so that I can say yes to great ones. The second thing is, every opportunity must be evaluated. The third thing is, you must stay flexible to be ready. The fourth thing is, every opportunity will have an opposition. When you are tempted to cut yourself to size, you need to remember it is not about you. It is not about who you think you are. It is all about who you think God is. When you want to shortchange yourself and begin to think like a grasshopper, you need to stop yourself and remember the size and limitless abilities of your very big God. People ask me, why am I not afraid? It is simple. It is because of who is behind me and not because of me. Why am I so sure that this Goliath is going to fall? The same God that killed the lion and killed the bear will take down this Goliath. The fifth thing about opportunities is, great opportunities bring great responsibility and great reward. Please read Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30. Sometimes people ask, why is God not giving me more responsibilities? The question is, how have you handled the ones God has given you? The reason some people are not investing their lives or saving money is because it will not meet the inflation rate, yet you have not grown the money either. To those who use well what they are given, even more will be given. This is how God thinks and works. The point is that every great opportunity comes with great responsibility and reward. It is a new dawn. Your light has come. You need to arise and shine and seize the spiritual opportunities before you. Start serving in church. Use your gifts and time for God. Take the financial increase and the relationship opportunities that God is bringing your way. See it, sift it, and seize it. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I declare that my life has come. Holy Spirit, I declare that my light has come. Therefore, there will be no darkness in my life. I see clearly, I sift wisely, and as I seize, my reward will be great. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.